Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
And a hedge fund would own all of Westchester County in New York. You know, who knows what could happen? Professor Angus Deaton, Department of Economics at the Woodrow Wilson School at Princeton University. Can you cheer me up here?
Yeah.
I need to talk about happiness, something other than the real estate market crashing. Is that all right with you?
Absolutely.
Tell us a little bit about this study that I heard reported on yesterday, that at a certain income level, people's perception of happiness changes. First of all, how did you do the study and what did you find out?
This study comes from an absolutely enormous survey run by the Gallup Organization and HealthWays Corporation, and we looked at over 400,000 Americans who were interviewed every day. And they were asked to report on really two different kinds of happiness. One of them is a sort of emotional well-being, happiness in the proper sense of how happy were you yesterday? Did you smile a lot? Did you enjoy yourself? And the other sort of happiness is a sort of life satisfaction. You know, how's your life going? And what we found was for the emotional satisfaction, for the happiness, enjoyment, the day-to-day stuff,
right?
That goes up with income, but it doesn't go up anymore after about $75,000.
So there's this glass ceiling of happiness at $75,000.
For one kind of happiness. If the other kind of happiness is how well is your life going, that goes on up, and there's no glass ceiling for that.
And so there's a happiness associated with, are you paying your bills? And there's another happiness associated, am I discovering the meaning of life?
I wouldn't quite say that. The what you call the meaning of life, I would call, how's my life going? And the happiness, what you call the paying bills, I think I would call, you know, just really feeling contented, your mood, how's your emotional well-being? That sort of thing.
So you're in a better mood as the income goes up to $75,000, but after $75,000, the moods have nothing to do with the money anymore.
That's beyond $75,000. That's exactly right. I mean, you can think of it, someone says, look, you're doing pretty well in your life, but I think you're really much better than that. We're going to double your salary. They put you up from well-paid $100,000 to, say, very well-paid $200,000. Probably makes your mood pretty good for a day or two. But after a while, it'll probably go back to what your mood usually is.
You know, we could solve this entire economic problem. Do you realize that we have it within our grasp, Professor? Just give all those people above $75,000 a huge pay cut down to $75,000. Use that to pay off the deficit.
It'd make them very angry in the short run, and that would be hard to deal with. But in the long run,
it would level up.
It would not. But they'd think their wife lives were going a lot worse.
Well, and then it would level out, and they'd be as happy as the rest of the people under $75,000. That's what the study shows. Professor Angus Deaton, the Department of Economics at the Woodrow Wilson School at Princeton University. Thanks so much. Feeling happy today?